the second hour, I think I was so thankful to have Ammon, and I'm sorry if you didn't get a chance to call in, but he is traveling. I didn't want to keep him longer than an hour, and we had a lot of things we wanted to discuss. So I would encourage everyone just to go to peoplesrights.org, get involved. You know, it's just, he's, you know, not a one-man band. He is calling on all of us to do our duty. So with that said, I have Sally here. We are opening up the lines for callers to comment on issues important. You know, both Sally and I'm trying to remember her name. I'm going to have to go through my emails. She's one of our wonderful listeners. I really appreciate her. I keep thinking her name's Eleanor. Does that sound right, Sally? Who, yep.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I know. I'll have to go through my emails with Sally. Thanks for joining me, because I know that it's hard for you to take callers in an hour. You like to introduce our listeners to, you know, such fabulous guests. By the way, your show was fabulous. I listened to it. It was really, really good. You always have excellent guests. But it doesn't leave much room for callers to comment and ask questions. So I'm really thankful that you joined me for this. But so this is the big burning question is they're coming up with this Moderna injection, you know, that's going to be required. It's part of the treatment, the last thing in the three T's of testing, you know, tracing and treatment. And so, you know, how are we going to, you know, change the narrative on that? And this woman said, you know, we should not refer to it as a vaccine because it's not. It's actually something that is going to alter our biology, track us, turn us into, you know, more part machine. I mean, you know, it's certainly, you know, part of, you know, dehumanizing us and kicking our soul off to the side. That's kind of what their end game is. Right, Sally?
Well, you know, if it weren't for the fact that they're talking about giving the COVID vaccine to infants now, that didn't take long, did it? They haven't even come out with the vaccine, but they're already talking about giving it to infants. I don't want to separate this batch of crap from all the other batches of crap. 33 of them we're giving to infants. I don't want to separate them because we may beat this one. But if they're still giving 33 doses to infants, then we have achieved zilch.
See, so I actually go on that too. I you know, to me, while this is a completely different type of injection, I mean, you know, it totally is frightening beyond all get out just to read anything about it, you know, what it really involves and what their goal was. I'm sorry, I had to take a sip of water. So, you know, we can go on and on about that, but I tend to agree with you that we should not separate it out. It's a unique, I mean, if anything, call it a biological alterating vaccine or something that, you know, well, describes more what it's doing.
Well, there was a legislator in New York who wanted to ban all GMO vaccines, and that would have been all vaccines. So I called him and I said, I'd like to interview you about this legislation, you know, and they put me over to the press person. And from my experience, and maybe other people have experienced this differently, but I've experienced it over and over again. When you talk to the press person, you're talking to the infiltrator in that office. Mm-hmm. You're talking to the one who's with them. I've never talked to a press person who's actually working for the person they're working for.
Right. They're the gatekeeper.
That's right. And so I got pushed over to the press person, and I said, I'd like to, you know, interview this legislator about this wonderful legislation. Oh, he's withdrawn it. I said, oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. And he said, well, his constituents insisted. And I said, may I please have a list of the constituents who want GMOs in their vaccines? could I get that list? You know, they're just so full of hooey. He had to withdraw it because the measles scare. It wasn't that year. It was a few years prior. The measles, you know, how freaked out everyone got there. But I just want to say what a great interview you did with Ammon Bundy. And I want to get clear on something. You text this number to this word, or you text this word to this
you
number?
Either go sign up through the website peoplesrights.org, or you have a smartphone that you could text with, and you text rights 80123.
No, see, I think it's you text the word rights to 80123, or you text 80123 to the word rights. It's
okay. See, I don't know anything about texting. So you need.
See, to... I'm not good either. That's why I'm putting it out to the audience.
You're literally doing that. Whatever you said, you're probably doing that. It says.
Well,
right.
I'm not sure. That's why I'm putting it out. I'm not sure. You either text the word "rights" to 80123, which I believe is what you do, or you text 80123. I don't know, or it's the opposite. Okay, so try them both, as you know, if all else fails. But peoplesrights.org, is that it? Peoplesrights.org,
right? It'll explain possibly there, because you know what, I am pretty old-fashioned, as you know. I've texted people, but it's always just to some phone number, and I'm really a novice, and I really don't like the technology because it gives me headaches, and you know, I'm really sensitive.
I want to talk about the number of toilets in people's houses. So ironic that they are removing children and putting them possibly in places with no restrictions on any square footage or number of toilets when your child is being removed from you because there aren't enough toilets to give everyone in the house their own toilet. And now they're going to throw them into this crammed space. You see what I'm saying?
It's all justification.
Right. You know, they've got to get their lives straight. They really do, because there are so many holes in everything.
Well, everything. It's all cuckoo. I mean, if you go to republicbroadcasting.org and then you look at the news feed, I mean, they have some great information. I always like scanning the news feed. It even tells you how, if you have a smartphone, how these, you know, this tracing app has been automatically, you know, added as an app on your phone, you know, to an iPhone, and how you can actually remove it. So, and it has an article on how you can see if it's there and then what you can do to remove it. So I thought that was an important piece of information that is in the news feed. And, you know, there's other things too, you know, and there's a lot of young people that are, you know, seeing the hypocrisy of it all. I mean, I like this one. You know, they started releasing all the prisoners out of jail, you know, allegedly because they were, you know, they had COVID in the prisons, and they had no way of containing it. Well, if masks were so effective, why didn't they just give all the prisoners masks? But no, they wanted to get the prisoners out so they would have rioters at hand.
Yeah, boy, everything's upside down. I want to tell you some good news.
Okay.
I don't know if I've mentioned this before, but it's somewhat recent that Mark Blaxall reported and Christina England reported that there was a 30% drop in infant mortality due to the fact that parents had decreased visitations to the pediatricians. So we have one thing to celebrate. If you have a bottle of champagne, now's the time to pop it. I'm not promising we have any other good news coming forward, but that is great news. That is bona fide, superb news. 30% decrease in infant mortality thanks to reduced pediatrician visits.
Right. So we, you know, I totally agree. That is something to celebrate. And hopefully that statistic gets out there enough to encourage parents to not go to the pediatrician. I mean, there's no requirement. I never took my daughter to a pediatrician. I mean, I don't understand why people even go. If your child's healthy, why bother?
Well, I'll tell you, when my daughter was born, we were given a card with a date on it with a pediatrician who lived near us and told to go there on that date. So as new parents, we're like, oh, wow, they found a pediatrician for us. How cool is that?
The watchful eye of the state, always after your best interest, right? Mm-hmm. Anyway, we do have a caller. I should have put out the number, 800-313-9443, if you want to call in and have a discussion with Sally and I. There's certainly a lot of stuff to talk about. You may even want to comment. But if you want to, you know, if you have some ideas as, you know, stopping the three T's, I am pretty mortified that anyone's getting tested, because that starts the whole spiral.
Exactly.
Where once you are isolated or quarantined, it's a vicious cycle, and pretty soon you will be begging for the vaccine just to get out of the cycle of isolation and quarantine.
Let me tell you, Ingrid, I just saw the first commercial on this, and what do they have? An endless stream of children getting tested on this commercial.
Oh my God. So I'll send you. I have a website that's, you know, addressing the fact that these tests are actually putting something in your system so that you will test positive a second time, and that's frightening. I mean, even with so many false positives, that I find the whole thing frightening. So anyway.
Well, the mainstream
not that I
media.
Want to be scared to death, but yeah, let's go ahead and take
the mainstream
call.
Media has actually reported on my latest blog, which I want everyone to visit because it's more than just a blog. It's a whole new concept. So I hope you will visit tinyurl.com/AMBS, which is abbreviation for ambassadors, VFW, Vaccine Free World. So if you want to be an ambassador for a Vaccine Free World, I want you to keep checking Angry's website, backlib.org, because there you're going to be able to get your medallion and ambassador's sash with medallion right through her website, backlib.org. But anyway, if you go to the one where I'm basically talking about it, I also found a mainstream article. I don't know what's going on with the mainstream media that they would have the gall to print something this truthful. But here it goes. It says, bear with me, I'm sorry, I have to scroll. Oh boy, where did I put that? Oh dear, I'm sorry, I hate doing this. All right, well, we'll take a caller while I search. But
okay.
The mainstream media is, in fact, saying that the tests are contaminated.
Right. The mainstream media is saying that. Well, this
yes,
is good news.
Yes, here it is. Oh, no, it's not the mainstream media. But they did say something wonderful recently. I'll find that article eventually. But no, FDA could approve at least one COVID-19 vaccine before the November election. That's not good. Judy Mikovits reported just one dose of the vaccine could kill at least 50 million Americans. Okay, so you take that comment, you mix it with the FDA could approve at least one COVID-19 vaccine before November election. I'm to hear we're to have two annually. And then there's something else. All right, caller, hi.
Hi, it's Mark in Florida, if you're still there. Thank you for holding on, Mark. Welcome
can
to
you hear
Immunize
me?
Wisely. I absolutely can. Ken was very patient with us.
I wanted to bring up, there's a gentleman, if you search Hal, H-A-L, Anthony, Behind the Woodshed. He would be a fantastic guest to have on, as far as exercising your rights. And I wanted to ask Annan if he's making use of the habeas corpus, because the habeas corpus calls out your rapist, and rape means being held against your will. That's what rape is. Rape is being held against your will. That's it.
Right.
Now, if there's battery involved or sexual battery, that's a different element. Rape is being held against your will. So, when you are being raped, you file a habeas corpus, and that calls out the rapist to justify or prove his or her jurisdiction to hold you against your will, to rape you. And I wanted to... if he exercises that habeas corpus, but And if every, I carry one with me everywhere I go. A habeas, I carry a fill in a blank complaint, and I fill in a blank mandamus. Just in case. Whether it works
so
or
you
not,
do
you
both,
never know.
You do a writ of mandamus plus a habeas corpus?
Well, I just have all three in case I get latched on to. Now, whether they work or not, it depends on where you're at, because you never know the law from one county to the next, one state to the next. If you put in the basics and keep it very simple and very second grade English, man hurt, man harm me.
Right.
Keep it that simple. I feel pain. Keep it that simple. But I was just wondering, and how is a great... How does land rights, and man is made out of land or the earth.
Mm-hmm.
So man does have rights. But I was just wondering, and any of you researched the exercising of a habeas corpus to get the perpetrator to let you be?
I sure will now. I thank you.
And check out Hal. As you listen to his blog, you go, wow, this guy knows his stuff, and he does know his stuff. Because his first encounter was many years ago where he was fake traffic stop, five cops with guns pointed at you, and he survived it. And he basically survived it by saying, give me one command at a time, because he had five guys telling him, stand, sit, turn, jump, up, down. He said, one at a time, I will do whatever you say, one at a time. And that sort of... Well, Jim, because they figured out, I guess he is having trouble. So, habeas corpus, and thanks for having Aiden on, and I enjoy your show. Thank you very much.
Yeah,
thank you
so much. I found the article, Ingrid. And
you
that's,
did?
Yeah, I did. It's
well, I just want to say thank you, Mark. I really appreciate it because, we're going to look into Hal Anthony. I've seen his website before, but I didn't explore it enough, and so I... Yeah, we're both inspired you, so thank you for that. So go ahead.
Yeah, it's in the Washington Post, and it's called CDC Coronavirus Test Kits Were Likely Contaminated. Federal Review Confirms. Ta-da! Mainstream media.
You know, I was so glad he mentioned that she tested negative, and then they tested her before she left the hospital. So they're wanting to take kids. See, these elite Satanists are being deprived of kids because Trump has cut off their child trafficking from Mexico. I mean, you know, it's just and elsewhere. You know, the CPS and all of this stuff with the lockdowns has really put a halt on all that. So they're trying to recover. You know, it's really diabolical. It's disgusting. Anyway.
I remember a report coming out of Washington that normally when girls disappear, nobody cares and nobody reports it or it doesn't make the mainstream media. But finally, something made the mainstream media in Washington after Pizzagate broke, if you recall. And there was a protest outside the White House. It was a small protest, but it was a protest. All of a sudden, there were 500 girls went missing in 1 week in Washington, D.C.
Wow.
And yeah! And I mean, that actually made the news. That's what was amazing. It wasn't amazing that girls disappear. What was amazing is so many girls disappeared in a week that it made the news.
Okay, well, we're going to take a couple callers after the break. Thank you so much for being patient. And thank you, Sally, for that piece of information.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Extend your life.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, welcome back to Immunize Wisely. Sally and I are hosting a call-in, and I'm so glad you guys are patient because, you know, we get talking, and Sally certainly does great research. I'm always honored to have her. I should just have her on just about every other show. Anyway, we have Dan in Texas. Thank you so much for being patient, Dan. Welcome. You have a question or a comment?
Yes. Can you read that Washington Post headline again? Ken
yes,
beat
I will.
Me to be next on board right in the middle of it.
Okay. Hold on just a second. Let me open the article. Give me a second. It says, CDC coronavirus test kits were likely contaminated. Federal review confirms. This is in the Washington Post under investigations.
And then I just wanted to ask you two ladies what your take was on Trump's decision about a month ago when he had his press conference that the military will be involved in dispensing the vaccine across the country.
I'll tell you my response at the time. It was, who are you? And what have you done with President Trump?
What are you talking about?
Who are you? Who is saying we have a vaccine, we're going to develop it at warp speed, 300 million of them, and they're going to be delivered by the military? And I said, we already have delivery services. Why would the military be delivering them? You know, it made me feel that we would not have a choice. However, he has said we will have a choice. Will we be able to work? Is that, you know, will we be able to fly and drive? What kind of a choice will we have if we have a choice?
Well, it was themselves are some of the same questions I had, and until it is developed and it hits the streets, I'm certainly concerned about it. And that's
right.
about
and,
all I had for.
You know, let me just address that a little bit, Dan. There's a lot of mixed feelings about Trump. He really shocked Fauci, who's part of the deep state, and even Burks, when he said hydrochloroquine and zinc, and people have been using it successfully all over the world. But, you know, this is a big threat to the pharmaceutical industry, who had already developed a drug for coronavirus. As Sally mentioned, you know, this is like $1,000 a pop, and then, you know, hydrochloroquine's, you know, hardly anything, 60 cents. And then later on, Trump admits that he's taking hydrochloroquine and zinc every single day just as a preventative, and he's never masked up, okay? So, you know, his actions speak louder. I mean, sometimes he says things that seems contradictory. I don't know how this whole vaccine thing and the warp speed and all that stuff is going to pan out. I frankly would have a hard time believing it. I would just say, you know what? I would rather take the same treatment you are doing. And until President Trump takes that Moderna vaccine on TV in front of him, and I know it's validated that that's that vaccine, I'm going to claim my right to deny taking it. I will request hydrochloroquine and zinc instead.
I want to bring something up to you, in Texas, please. I need to talk to someone in Texas. I heard from a woman whose husband is a doctor, and if you heard the first part of this interview, you heard Ammon Bundy talking about removing children from their homes, right? Well, she said that it's happening every day in Texas. So we think we're looking at the first case of it having happened. But she said this is happening, according to her doctor husband, in Texas as a common thing. And this is very, very upsetting. Have you heard anything?
Not in Texas specifically, no.
Okay.
I've personally not heard anything.
Okay, well, keep your ear to the ground, please. And I would sign up to Bundy's site. You type in rights to 80123, or you type in 80123 to rights. But get on call for an action that may be necessary. Mm-hmm. You know, take part, be part of the solution.
I just go to the website, peoplesrights.org. Yeah, I'm sorry.
For one of your websites to be a vaccine rights ambassador, which site is that?
Oh, okay. Go to, it's the latest post in childsurvivaladvocates.blogspot.com. Okay, it's my latest post. childsurvivaladvocates.blogspot.com.
And Dan, I just wanted to mention also, we have a chat room. If you were to able to go to immunizewisely.chatandgo.com, I actually put the exact link there. I posted it.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you so much. Dan. I really appreciate it. So we'll take another caller after the break. Thank you. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff?
It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new Easy 4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Welcome back. We do have another caller, and if you want to call in, it's 800-313-9443. So we have Mike in Kentucky. Thank you so much for calling. And do you have a question or comment, Mike?
Hey, can you hear me now?
I absolutely can.
Sound like I'm in a cell phone commercial. Well, the volume went away for a second, and then finally I heard the switch in to where I'm on the air. I have problems with my phone going like chattery tile out, you know, like cell phones, but I'm on a landline, so it should be pretty clear.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you guys follow any of the stuff that RFK Jr. has been talking about and Dale Bigtree and then that crew?
I have a great quote from RFK Jr. on the blog I just announced. You want to hear it? It's fantastic. Okay,
I may have heard it, but go ahead.
Okay. Oh, God, everything's not... come back here. Okay, here it is. Hold on, here it is. Okay, the vaccine companies are making $60 billion a year selling mandatory vaccines. They're also making $500 billion a year selling EpiPens, which is...
There you go.
What do you... inhalers. anti-seizure medications, diabetes, and arthritis meds, etc. Virtually all of the medication they sell are targeted to treat diseases that are listed as side effects of the vaccines on their own manufacturer inserts. It's the perfect business model. They make us all sick and create lifetime customers.
Yeah, we're just batteries of their matrix, to quote that science fiction genre. Keanu Reeves, they basically turned us into their pod people to fund their golden parachutes and their pension plans and their and keep their shareholders happy. The shareholder reigns supreme in this corp plutocracy or whatever you want to call it. I had heard probably close to 10 years ago from the Citizens Commission on Human Rights, which, of course, everybody debunks them as being Scientologists, but there's a lot of people in that aren't Scientologists, and many are Christians, that just the psychotropic drug industry was probably close to $400 billion 10 years ago. So they have a huge economic incentive to make anybody that can be labeled some kind of a mental disorder so that they can, once you get on that medicine, you're on it for the rest of your life is the mentality. There's no, quote, cure, only treatments. Kentucky passed legislative session, I think, in January or February, they put out some legislation joining in with maybe Missouri, and they're hoping to get about six other states online to incentivize medical, pharmaceutical, industrial complex to actually put effective cures on the market, and they're going to incentivize that by allowing them to take a share in the savings to state Medicare and Medicaid programs because, even Mitch McConnell, got some heat for saying hey, states just need to file bankruptcy, referring to, I think, mainly Chicago and Illinois, but that there's a bunch of other states that are in the same boat, can't fund their pensions, and their Medicare and Medicaid is just, they can't keep up with it. They've busted lawyers for fraudulently filing, putting people on disability and getting, 35% of their back pay or more, and plus expenses, I guess. So, I mean, there's a lot of corruption in our medical industrial complex. It's probably not really talked about much by the media because they don't want to bite the hand that feeds them, if you look at all the advertising. So I just saw RFK Jr., two segments that you can watch for free, but, of course, it's a promo for Daystar TV, some gal that's got a show on there. They want you to subscribe to see the whole thing. But they go through the history of something like 12 years of the government and a consortium of Western governments trying to develop a coronavirus vaccine, spending dozens, if not hundreds of millions of dollars over the course of at least a decade from like 2002 through 2012. And they actually killed some young girls, I forget what country it was in, trying to make a vaccine for both the SARS-CoV-1 coronavirus and the MERS, Middle Eastern Respiratory Syndrome. They, after killing a bunch of ferrets, because apparently ferrets have a similar biology in their upper respiratory illnesses that humans do, so they use ferrets instead of, standardized lab rats, apparently. They killed a bunch of ferrets and came up with four that they thought were promising before they started human trials. And anybody that got the four best vaccines that they came up with had a much worse reaction when they actually got the they had the antibodies, they detected that, we got a good, robust antibody response, but it upregulated their response when they got the disease to where their outcomes were way worse than the unvaccinated control groups. And so they can't, they don't understand why that was happening, and they basically gave up, I think, in 2012 or 2013. They gave up developing coronavirus. So what has changed since then? They couldn't do it for 10 years.
Yeah, Mike, we totally agree. I mean, I understand that that's certainly an issue, but that's pretty much all explained on our website and just what these vaccines do. I put an article, if you go to the Vaccination 101 course, it's all pretty much there in how deadly they are and what they're actually doing to the immune system, you know, switching it from, you're switching it, you know, the from the two sides, you know, the TH1 to TH2, where you're, you know, you actually don't want an antibody response. That's
even more sinister, and it
hypersensitizes. So you're basically your immune system is totally shot by the time the real thing comes around. So you do not want
too.
Any vaccine ever, because it really literally takes down your immune system, because you put it on hyperdrive. You know, just having any kind of injection in that, it's like it's a constantly, you know, like on alert. And then it just peters out.
Mike, you're in Kentucky, and I have to tell you something because I want you to look into it. A friend of mine who lives there said that her friend said that there were NATO troops with blue helmets. And I said, blue helmets? That's the United Nations. She said, that's what I told her. So what the hell are they doing in Kentucky? So look into that.
Where is this at, Louisville or –
here, let me see if I'll look it up right now. You guys keep talking.
Well, I actually want to take another caller. Why don't you just tell us when you find it?
Okay, I will.
That'd be great. But one thing that I would like to mention for people to look into, though, is the fact that they know the science of what was going on back in December, and if they cared about people at all, they would have started taking them off of the stuff that also upregulates the immune response, which would be the ACE inhibitors, the angio retention blockers, the ARBs, and statin drugs. But obviously, and if they told people that, oh my gosh, if you had the flu shot this year, you need to really watch out because it apparently is making things worse. If you've had the flu shot in the last two and a half years, your outcomes are worse for this coronavirus, is what they're saying.
So I think it's pretty clear that everything the medical profession does, or you know, the pharmaceutical, all their drugs, is about taking us down and getting us sicker.
Yep.
I mean, you do not pay your doctor for. Yep. I will never take any of their drugs or any of their stuff. I just won't, because why would I? I mean, why would I want to shorten my life and, you know, live miserably and sickly? I mean, you know, I see people that take drugs and it certainly does not help them, okay? And it's just that they're immunosuppressive. They do not help. But anyway, thank you, Mike. I really appreciate
Alrighty.
It.
Thanks. You're welcome.
Thanks so much. Okay,
bye,
we have Carol in Idaho. Thank you. Welcome to Immunize Wisely, Carol.
Hi, Ingrid. Thank you. Hi, Sally. I appreciate your forums, both of you. I feel like I'm
Thank
pulling you.
You
off topic now, since the last half hour or so has been on the COVID and the vaccination issue. But I did have a question. I had a comment and then a question regarding Governor Little, if you'd allow me to go back to that.
Believe me, it's fine. We're opening the lines, and I didn't have Ammon on for questions and answers. There are people that wanted me to open it, but I only had him for an hour. He is traveling. I didn't want him to have a cell phone on his head for longer than an hour. Isn't that nice of me?
Right.
So,
right.
So please go ahead, Carol.
Okay. First of all, my county commission chairman said to me on a phone call a couple of weeks ago that this is in regards to the spending, Governor Little spending the federal money that we received in Idaho. And my county commissioner chairman said that after he had been on a weekly call with the governor, and that happens every week, the governor calls the commissioners at one time, and he calls the legislators at another time every week. And this county commission chairman said he volunteered this, that Governor Little had already spent $200 million of the $1.whatever billion. And I said, well, where did it go? And he said, well, it went to many counties. And I said, well, you know, for what? He said, well, this is my language. Maybe it's not proper. But he said, as I understood it, to kind of give them a tax break. Any county that had not already received or accepted their 3% reduction, he mentioned, then they're eligible for this. So my only point is this. You were saying that, or I think maybe Ammon was saying, we need to get to the governor before he spends that money and make him do it with the authorization of the legislature. So I just mentioned that. Now, switching gears
a
little bit.
Well, sorry.
That's
the whole point. I can sit here and read to you the shocking illegal actions he's been doing. That's just one of them. There, I mean, you know, you read the emails from Heather Scott. She itemized each illegal action that he's done, which to me warrants the sheriffs to get together and arrest him.
Exactly. Now, that's my next point, my second and last point. Excuse me. When you went to Boise, did you talk about any sheriffs of our 44 sheriffs? Do you think there are any with the chutzpah and the you know, the intestinal fortitude to really take that? I see nothing wrong with the people, we the people, circulating recall petitions, and I think we need to continue giving our best shot, even if we can't win. It sends a message, as Ammon said.
Right.
But
the thing
are there any sheriffs, Ingrid? Do you think there are any sheriffs who would take this? This issue of arresting the governor, they have to pull together.
Contact constitutional sheriffs and peace officers, which is Sheriff Mack's group.
I know him personally. I know him well. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I would contact him.
You're really okay.
He knows where the good sheriffs are. He knows where they aren't, and he knows where they are.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's a good suggestion. I will check with him again. Thank you very much. Thanks, both of you.
Sure. Okay. Can I just give a message now to the gentleman from Kentucky, Mike, if I'm not mistaken? It is Louisville, Kentucky. On June 8th, my friend sent me, Louisville, Kentucky now has NATO blue helmets and National Guard unarmed. Okay. And I said, light blue helmets? That's the UN. So she said, that's what I said. So that's Louisville, Kentucky. You want to know where? That's where. Hello? Hello, hello, hello? Angry?
I lost my connection. I actually called in. Sorry.
Oh, hi. Okay. Well, we have two other callers, I believe, Ingrid, if you'd like to take
them.
Good.
I'm glad you can tell me who they are, and you can just invite them on, and you can take it over, and I'll be a bystander here.
Okay. I. You know what? I have to get back to that part where I can see them. Oops. Oh, gosh. Hi, Tom in Utah. Hi, Tom. Utah.
I know I'm going to make somebody uncomfortable, but I'm going to remind you that Ammon gave away kind of a fact that the livestock are vaccinated. Every animal that's in food production is vaccinated. So if I want to vaccinate you vicariously, I will do it that way, and you'll infuse the vaccine material through what you choose to consume. My suggestion is don't take a vaccine vicariously.
Right, so be careful about where you get your food, where you get your cattle, and where you get your chickens.
You cannot be careful because every animal has to be vaccinated according to the Department of Agriculture.
Is that right?
Every single one.
Oh, God.
So you talk about the amount of vaccines being produced for humans. It pales to the vaccine industry for livestock.
Yeah, and I agree with that, Tom. And
no,
it's only if you're selling commercial. Okay, let me just comment. It's only if they're selling it commercially. If you have your own hobby farm, you know, anything that's if you're just using it for your personal consumption, and you're not selling it.
That depends on what state you're in, by the way.
Yeah,
depends
I know
on the
in Idaho we have a lot of people that just have a few animals just for their families, and if they do sell it, it's strictly under the table, and then, you know, need to know.
And if they catch you, you're in trouble. You lose that animal, and you may end up in prison.
Well, it's pet milk. Most states you can sell it as pet milk, raw milk and stuff.
Like I said, if you want to avoid the agents that they put in the vaccines, you can't do it through a secondary route, which is that way.
Right. I get it. We get that. Well, thank you, Tom. I think we have another couple of callers, but thank you. I appreciate that point. I think people need to understand that you know, the health departments are more powerful. Then this is an example of what just happened to our country. They're actually more powerful than the governors, and I keep saying you need to look at Christine Hahn because they've actually bragged about that in various states, that they're more powerful. Public health, whoever the state officer is more powerful than the governor themselves. So I'm sure he's taking a lot of his marching orders from, you know, the director of Department of Health and Welfare in the various states. That's what's going on.
Tom,
they're collaborating anyway.
Is he gone? Is Tom there?
Yeah, well,
hello?
Say what you need to do, and we'll go to the next caller.
There is no next caller. I apologize. There were five callers in a row, and I didn't realize we had made our way through four of them by the time we got to Tom. So I apologize. Anyway, his website is excellent, and it addresses an issue that nobody is talking about. And I only heard about it once before I got to his website, which I can't remember the name of. Isn't that great? That's what I was going to ask him for. Because it talks about trailer homes and how they are designed to recirculate air to poison you, kind of like a mask, if you want the truth, kind of like a mask. Yep. So that was really important information because I'd heard about it, but I'd never read about it. I had no reference point, and his website was that. So if you do live in a trailer home, I bet you could call and leave your name for Tom in Utah because he's got a great website that addresses that so you don't poison your family, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they put a lot of toxins into trailer homes, you know, generally. It's pretty common. And then they have the Super Good Sense homes, you know, that are much sealed much tighter. So you always have to look at the construction materials. You'll find all kinds of carcinogenic materials in there. And,
well, yeah, it's a simple a real fix. Issue. You just redirect the exhaust from the intake. It's a really simple fix. I mean, cheap, simple, and it can save your family. It's kind of crazy that it's so simple, but if you don't know, then you don't know, you know? But anyway, right. So... I was very excited with the one good news. You know, we get such few things to celebrate that this was a huge thing to celebrate, the salvation of our infants during COVID. Truly, really, I popped a bottle of champagne. Do you know that it's been, a decade since I popped a bottle of champagne with regard to vaccines? That's how rare any kind of a win is?
I have to admit that, this has certainly been more true in the last few years. Everything seems to have accelerated. And like I said, moving at this time was a little bit of a shock and awe. I had a hard time packing because I knew I had to put a coronavirus page up. And I had a lot of stuff to deal with. I was like, oh, my gosh, I can't. This is just not the right time. Not only was it in the middle of the winter time, and I'm trying to move on black ice. It's pretty bad. Anyhow, we're coming up to a commercial break, and we're near the end of our second hour. Stay tuned. You're listening to Sally and Ingrid on Immunize Wisely.
Hello?
Right now, I am ready for Sally, or Murr. Is Murr on?
Yeah. I am.
Oh, wonderful.
I just wanted to...
Great.
Tom's website is gassingamerica.com. I think there's a couple other, but they take you back to that. And he will be Mark Anderson's guest on Monday. That's 2 to 3 p.m. on RBN on Central Time.
Great.
Stop the presses. Yeah. And he finally, you know, they've been going back and forth, and Mark, I heard him say he would have him on Monday as his guest. So,
well, good.
He
talks about
the
trailers.
Well, the trailers, but what's important is the meat. What's happening here? You notice how they lay off and then make sure the people stay home quarantine that work at these meatpacking plants? Whether something is actually being transmitted between the meat and the people is debatable in my eyes, but it very well may be something that's going on, especially now they're finding meat being smuggled in all kind of other cargo from China, all kind of weird meat.
Bill Gates is invested in substitute meat.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Yeah, the Beyond Burger or whatever.
It's just crazy. You know, it gives me hope because it's so in everyone's faces. How can they ignore it any longer? First step has got to be get away from the media, the Talmudia, all of it, the movies, the music, the sports, all of it.
Right.
You know, it's meant to control your mind. And then you can start to think for yourself and just ask little questions of people. Get them researching for themselves. But gassingamerica.com is his site. Thank you, gals.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks,
thank you
Murr.
So much, Sally. Thank you so
yes,
much,
dear.
Murr, for getting
Castle.
That, because he
Love
does
you.
Have a lot of information. So go ahead, Sally.
I just want to say thank you, and I had a great time, and it was wonderful hearing Ammon Bundy. I'm a big fan.
Okay, well, we need to do this more often. I want to do it once a month, where we just...
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.